Yes.
Let's begin our class with prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, we thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
As we go into a new section of the Old Testament, help us to hear from you.
当我们进到这个旧约的一个新的部分的时候，让我们能听到你的声音。
And to learn lessons that will help us as your people.
让我们作为你的子民能够学到你啊，能够帮助我们的功课。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
We are starting into a new section of the Old Testament, the prophets.
我们要进到旧约里边一个新的部分，就是讲到先知书。
This is the last big section of the Old Testament.
这是旧约里边最后一个很大的一部分。
We will be looking at Isaiah first.
我们首先会看以赛亚书。
And so the homework I've given you for next week is to read two sections of Isaiah.
所以呢，下个星期的就是读以赛亚书的两部分。
36 through 40.
一个是36到40章。
And 52 through 55.
然后就是52到55章。
Is the screen showing the PowerPoint? Mine is showing a list of files.
Really? My...
For next week.
这是下星期的家庭作业。
Look for the idea of the servant.
你去找出仆人这个词。
And we'll be looking at what the servant is in Isaiah.
我们会找就是说在以赛亚书里仆人这个词是什么意思。
Now what I want to do today is to give some introduction to the prophets.
所以今天我想对这个先知书有一个像导论似的。
When we talk about the prophets, there's really two periods of, or two types of prophets in the Old Testament.
当我们讲到这个先知书的时候，有两类先知。
There are the early prophets like Moses, Samuel, Elijah, Elisha.
有一个是早期的这个先知，是像摩西、以利亚、以利沙。
What we will be looking at are what we call the writing prophets or the classical prophets.
但是我们今天要看的是这种就是传统的典型的先知或者说是写作的先知。
They are the ones who wrote this group of books.
他们大概就是写了这些就这一这些书都是他们写的。
They minister from roughly 800to 450 BC.
他们大概是从公元前800年到公元前450年的这个时期在服侍神。
This covers the time of the fall of the northern kingdom in 722.
这个就是包括了公元前722年的这个北方王国的陷落。
Some of the prophets warn of the fall of the northern kingdom.
有些先知他们就已经在警告这个北方王国的这个陷落，王国。
This would include Isaiah, Hosea.
这个包括这个以赛亚和西阿。
Then this includes the period when Jerusalem and Judah fell.
然后再后边就是耶路撒冷跟犹大的这个陷落。
That includes the prophets Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel.
这就包括先知耶利米，还有但以理，还有这个 What's the next one? 还有以西结。
Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel.
Yeah, I already said that.
Okay, and then it includes the prophets during the time after.Judah returned from the exile.
然后还包括这个犹大是被掳之后归回的那些先知。
Haggai, Malachi.
包括哈该和那个马拉基。
We divide them into two groups.
我们把他们分成两组。
The major prophets and the minor prophets.
就是大先知书跟小先知书。
The five books of the major prophets.
这个五的那个大先知书包括五卷书。
And then 12 minor prophets.
然后我们有十二卷小先知书。
I will probably say this again when we come to the minor prophets, but I want to make sure you understand something about them.
我要能了解关于他们的这些一些事情。
When we say major and minor, people tend to think, okay, the major are the important prophets and the minor are less important.
让我们说大先知跟小先知的时候，我们就觉得这大先知是重要的，小先知是没那么重要的。
The difference is only the size of the books they left.
其实这个唯一的不同在于大先知跟小先知就在于他们所留下来的这个写作这个书卷。
In other words, Isaiah is a major prophet and Hosea is a minor prophet.
那这样子来算就是说以赛亚是个大先知，何西阿是小先知。
But at the time they lived, Hosea would have been just as important as Isaiah.
但是在他们生活的时期，何西阿跟以赛亚是一样的重要。
And his book is still important.
然后他的书卷也非常一样的重要。
And so, don't think of the minor prophets as unimportant.
所以不要以为就是说这个小先知就是不重要，没有那么大先知那么重要。
Now, the reason I'm spending one last section.
然后我花一堂的时间。
One class session talking about the prophets before I start the actual books.
在我就是说真的进到先知书之前花一节课的时间来进行这个简介和导论的原因是。
Is that I have found that for the prophets, I think there is a special difficulty for us to read them today.
对于先知书信我们今天呢有一个特别的难处来阅读他们来理解他们。
And that is that they are so far removed from us.
因为好像他们跟我们的生活的这个环境是非常的不同。
That when we come to these books, we look at them and we think, well, this doesn't really have anything to say to us.
然后当我们看这些书信的时候，我们就说，哎呀，这个好像对我现在的生活没有什么相关性。
We read the prophet says Jerusalem is going to be destroyed.
我们看先知在他的书里边写说耶路撒冷会被毁灭。
And we think Jerusalem was already destroyed. That doesn't say anything for us today.
然后你就会说耶路撒冷已经被毁灭了，对我今天好像没有什么作用。
And so I want to give a little bit of a background to the prophets, what their message is and how it speaks to us.
然后我就想讲一点就是说这个先知书的这个导论，然后他们的信息对我们今天有什么影响。
And then starting next week, we will look at each of the books.
然后下个星期开始我们就会看每本书信。
Now, the first thing that I addressed is, what is a prophet?
然后我第一个要讲的是说到底先知是什么。
When I taught this at the college, I had a cartoon.
然后如果我在那个在那个大学教书的时候，我会先放一段卡通片。
Of a man standing in the middle of the street.
就一个人站在那个繁忙的街道。
His eyes are wild. He looked like a crazy man with a big beard.
然后就是有那个大胡子，眼睛看得像一个疯子似的，眼光看得很狂野。
And he's holding up a sign, the end is coming.
然后他手里拿了一个大标牌，上面写的末日就要到了。
That's how many people think of a prophet.
所以这是很多人就是他们脑中的这个先知的形象就是这样的。
A crazy babbler who doesn't even make sense.
然后就是一个胡言乱语的这个有点疯狂的这个一个人，好像说的话都就是一个都说的话不没有什么逻辑。
A fortune teller who tells you what's going to happen.
或者先知是一种算命先生，告诉你未来会发生什么。
A religious fanatic who carries signs in the road.
或者是一个宗教狂热者总是举的牌子在这个市中心。
That is not the way prophets were seen back then.
但是在他们那个时代，先知不是这样被看待的，不是大家不是这样想象先知的。
I will say they did some very strange things.
确实，先知做一些比较奇怪的事情。
Isaiah walks around naked to preach.
以赛亚他就是赤身露体走来走去去讲道。
That's strange.
那是有点怪。
Ezekiel plays with blocks like Legos in front of everybody.
然后呢，以西结在众人面前呢，好像把就是拿着那些石头在那里玩，好像就像在玩那个 Lego 似的。
That's strange.
那个也挺奇怪的。
But they did those things because God said, "Do this so that people will remember your message."
他们之所以这样做，因为神让他们这样说。神说你这样子来讲，来展示这个信息，这样人希望人就能记住这个信息。
They didn't do it because they were mentally unstable.
他们之所以这样做，不是因为他们的神经有问题。
There are two words that the Old Testament uses for a prophet.
在旧约里面有两个词来形容这个，来用在先知身上。
And these two words help us to understand what a prophet is.
这两个词帮助我们去了解到底先知是什么，是谁。
One of the words is a word that means a seer. A person who sees something.
一个词的意思是说是先见，表示说看到什么事物的人。
A prophet is someone who looked and saw what God was trying to show the people.
然后先见呢，就是一个先知，就是看到神想要向他百姓展示的一个信息的一个什么。展示的信息。
And then he says to the people, "This is what I saw. This is what God showed me."
然后他们就会对百姓说：“这是我看到的，这是神向我显示的。”
We see this especially, I think, in three books.
我们觉得起码在至少在三本书里是看得很清楚，在以西结里边。
We see this in Daniel.
但以理书。
In the New Testament, we see it in Revelation.
然后在新约里边，就是在启示录里。
All three of these.
所有这三本书里边。
The writer is trying to describe to us something that we cannot see, but he has seen.
作者想要向我们描绘，就是说我们没有看不到，但是他看到的东西。
One reason these books are difficult to read.
这些书卷难以理解的原因之一是
We've never seen what they've seen.
因为我们从来没有看到他们所看到的。
And so over and over in Ezekiel, for instance.
比如说在以西结一遍又一次又一次的以西结说
He's going to say, "I saw something and it was like this."
他就会说我看到什么东西仿佛或者好像是什么的样子。
I saw something that was like a wheel inside another wheel.
我就好像看到一个轮中套轮。
And many people who try to write commentaries on these books get all twisted into all of the little details.
然后好多想要写这个注释书的就在这个小的细节上就有点扭曲。
But remember that Ezekiel describing something.
但是以西结。以西结在描绘一些我们没有人看到的东西。
If you were describing the Atlantic Ocean,
比如说，如果你在想要描述这个大西洋
to someone who had never seen any body of water,
对于一个从来没有见过水的人，你来向他描述。
And there were no photographs,
也没有照片。
And you would say, "Well, it's a big amount of water."
你就会给他说那是好多好多的水。
And they might say, "So it's like twice the size of my bathtub."
然后他们就会说，是不是就像我的那个两倍于我的那个洗澡池、洗澡那个浴盆呢
？No, it's bigger than that.
你说比那个更大。
And you would try to somehow give them a picture of something they have never seen.
你想要给他们一幅他们从来没有见看到过的图像。
Remember that when you are reading these prophets and some of the pictures seem confusing.
所以当你读这个先知书的时候你想一下好像他们其中给的这个图像好像让人挺困惑的记住他们在向你。
Someone who is seeing the things of God and telling us about it.
他们看到神的这个意象神的事情但是他们想跟我们描述。
The second thing that a prophet is called in the Old Testament is the called one, the person who has been called.
就是在旧约里边先知也被称为一个被呼召者。
They did not prophesy because this seemed like a good job.
他们不是说哦好像这是一份很好的工作所以他们去预言。
They did not become a prophet because someone thought this is a good career opportunity.
并不是说有些人觉得这是一份好很好的工作很有前途的事业所以成为先知。
They became a prophet because God called them.
他们成为先知是因为神呼召他们。
Jeremiah will say, I didn't want to bring this message.
然后耶利米说我不想去传讲这个信息。
But when I did not speak,
但是当我
burned like a fire in me.
但是当我说我要静默闭口不言的时候我里边如火烧起。
I had to bring the message.
我必须要把这个信息讲出来。
Because I was called.
因为我被呼召。
So these are our men who are called by God.
所以这些人是被神所呼召。
They are messengers of Jehovah.
他们是耶和华的使者。
350 times in these books it will say, Thus says the Lord.
在这些书信里边有350次会提到说耶和华说。
They say, This is not my message.
他们会说这不是我的信息。
This is God's message.
这是神的信息。
When I read the prophets, I often feel very sorry for them.
当我读先知书的信的时候，我通常，挺为他们难过的。
Because God gives them messages that are very, very painful and difficult.
因为神给他们的信息是很令人难受的，也是很艰难的信息。
And I imagine them coming to the people and they are thinking, I don't want to have to say this.
然后我就想他们到了百姓面前他们会说我真不想说。
But they come and they say, this is what God says to tell you.
但是他们还是来了他们就说这是神想要让我告诉你们的。
They are messengers from Jehovah.
他们是由耶和华而来的使者。
One of the important distinctions I want you to see is on slide 6.
另外一个我想让你看到的这个一个不同就是一个特征就是
I don't know how this works in Chinese, but in English we say a foreteller who tells the future.
我们不知道中文里面怎么讲但英文里面讲了他是预言者就是告诉你关于未来的事情。
And a foreteller who speaks to his world.
就是另外一个就是直言者啊、I said some people straight very forwardly, you know, like openly, frankly. 就是说对他的世界对他的同辈所讲的话。
Their primary purpose is not to tell the future.
他们的主要的目的不是要告知未来要发生什么事情。
Their primary purpose is to speak to the needs of their world today.
他们的主要目的是要对当时的世界对他们的需要来讲。
For this introduction to the prophets, this may be the most important thing I want you to understand.
所以对我们这个导论先知书的导论这可能是最重要的我希望你能理解的。
If you read these books primarily,
如果你
looking for prophecies about the future.
如果你读这些书信的主要目的是为了看对要找对将来对未来的预言的话
You will find them to be very confusing.
你会觉得非常的混淆。
And I think you will find messages in them that are not what the prophet intended.
然后你也会在里边找到这个先知本来没有要讲的那个信息。
Let me give you an example.
比如给个例子。
In the book of Nahum.
比如说在纳鸿书。
And I apologize, I did not send this to Sister Leah ahead of time.
That's fine. Yeah, I have the book already.
In the book of Nahum.
在纳鸿书。
Chapter 2.
第二章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
It says the chariots race madly through the street.
他说车辆在街上疾行。
They rush to and fro.
在宽阔处奔来奔去。
They gleam like torches.
形状如火把。
They dart like lightning.
飞跑如闪电。
And then later he says they hasten to the tower and set siege.
然后他们就树上城墙预备挡牌。
The palace melts away.
但是呢就是那个宫殿被毁。
Now, probably all of you are old enough to remember 911.
大概我们大家都记得911。
And after 911, I heard a, quote, prophecy teacher.
然后呢在911之后我听到一个据说是讲预言的教师。
Who said, Nahum predicted this.
他就说纳鸿已经预言了这个911时间。
This is a description of New York City. The chariots, the cars are racing back and forth in the street.
他就在说这个就是对纽约街头的这个交通的一个描述。
Their headlights are like torches.
说他们的那个车呢当时那个前面那个车灯呢就像是火把似的。
And the enemy attacked the tower and it melted away.
然后呢这个恐怖分子呢就是用那个飞机撞了那个双子塔然后这个建筑就倒下了。
Now some people were very impressed with this.
有些人对这个觉得哎呀这个真是很对这个印象深刻。
I really was not.
但是我却不是。
Number one, because he said it after 911, not before.
第一点呢，是因为他是在911事件发生之后，而不是在之前讲的。
And after something happens, you could always go back and show what was prophesied.
然后呢，在这个事情发生之后，你总是可以回去这个预言里边找到一些东西，好像说早就预言了。
But the main reason I wasn't impressed is Nahum says, this is what my message is.
然后呢最重要的我之所以觉得他这个讲的有问题就是我不同意是因为纳鸿说这是对当时的信息。
This is a message about Nineveh.
因为这是一个关于尼尼微的信息。
Who God is going to judge by sending her enemies.To attack her.
因为神对尼尼微的这个一个审判就是神会让尼尼微的那个仇敌来围攻他攻击他。
It is a message for that day.
因为这个信息是给那个时候的。
Now, as we look at these books, I'm going to show you they also have a message for us today.
然后我们去看这些书的时候我也要向你们显示就是说你对我们今天的人这个书也有信息。
But we must always start with the message to their day.
但是我们要开始于他们对当时时代的信息。
Now, what is their message?
他们的信息是什么呢?
There are four big themes that come over and over in these books.
在这些书信里边有四个主题一直不断的出现。
Number one, the message that God is sovereign.
第一个信息就是说神是有主权的。
He is sovereign over the whole world.
他是对神是掌权的他是掌管整个世界的神。
In these books, it is usually a message of judgment. He is judging those who have sinned against him, broken his law.
第二个呢是审判，就是神会审判那些违背神的圣约，然后呢就是违背圣约的人。
It is a message of judgment because Israel has broken God's covenant.
因为之所以是这个审判的信息，是因为以色列人背约。
One of the messages that I will try to show you applies to us today.
有一个我想要说可以应用到我们今天生活中的信息，就是
including the example from Nahum.
包括从纳洪书里所来的这个例子。
Is that because God is sovereign?
因为神是有主权的，神是全能的。
Whoever breaks His law will be judged.
不管说是任何，不管是谁，如果真的违背了神的律法，最终都要被审判。
That message applied to Israel, and it applies to us today.
这个信息真的是应用，可以应用在犹太人身上，也应用在今天的人身上，我们身上。
Then there is a message of hope in these books.
然后呢，在这些先知书卷里边，还有的信息就是盼望的这个信息。
Yes, God is going to judge His people, but He will restore Judah.
虽然神会审判他的百姓，但是神会重建犹大。
He does not give up on His people.
他没有放弃他的百姓。
And someday Messiah will come and will fulfill all the promises of the covenant.
有一天弥赛亚会来，会成就这个所有的圣约，所有的约里边所有的一切。
These are the messages that come back over and over in these books.
所以这些主题会在这些书卷里边一次又一次的出现。
One of the terms that we use to describe the prophets is they are a prosecutor of the covenant.
我们在其中一种描述这个先知的一个词，就是说他们是这个圣约的盟约的起诉人。
Let me explain what I mean.
我给你解释这个是什么意思。
The job of a prosecutor is very specific.
这个起诉人的工作呢是很特别的，很具体的。
If we were meeting in, the sanctuary at the church,
如果我们是在教堂里，我们在一起的话，
I would ask if anyone in the class had ever had to go to court to be charged with maybe a traffic violation or something.
我就会问大家，你们有没有谁去过法院，就是因为你被起诉，比如说你或者是你就是超车了，你要被罚款什么的。有没有任何人去过法庭？
And maybe someone very embarrassed would say, yes, I broke the traffic laws and had to go to court.
然后有人可能会挺不好意思的举手说，是我当时没有遵守交通规则，所以必须得去法院。
And when you go to court,
当你去法院的时候，
the prosecutor says,
然后起诉人就会说，
This is what this person did.
这个人做了这些。
This is what the law says.
然后那个法律是这么说的。
This is how they broke the law.
他们是这样子违背这个法律的。
The prosecutor cannot get up and say, you should punish this person because they are a bad person.
这个起诉人不能站起来就说你应该惩罚这个人，因为他是个坏人。
And the judge might say, well, what law did they break?
然后那个法官可能就说，那他到底违背了什么律法呢？
I don't know, but they're a bad person, trust me.
起诉人不能说我不知道，反正他是个不好的人，你相信我吧。
The judge would say, get out.
然后法官说你出去吧。
You can't put someone in jail just because you think they're a bad person. You have to show what law did they break.
你不能说你觉得那个人是一个坏人，你就把他放在监狱里边。你必须得说明他到底违背了什么法律。
Now, back when we looked at the Pentateuch,
当我们去看摩西五经的时候，
when we looked at the book of Deuteronomy,
当我们看申命记的时候，
I said the book of Deuteronomy gives a very specific set of laws.
申命记给了一些很具体的律法。
and says, this is the covenant between God and Israel.
这是在神和以色列犹太人之间的约盟约。
And if Israel breaks this covenant, here is the penalty.
如果以色列人违背这个盟约这个圣约 Now, 那个惩罚就是。
Here's what I want you to see about the prophets.
所以我想在这里你要看到关于先知的。
Go to slide 9.
我们看第九个幻灯片。
The prophets come as a prosecutor.
所以先知他是以这个诉讼人的身份出现的。
And they say to Israel,
他们对以色列人说,
God is bringing accusations against you.
神对你们要控诉起诉你们。
It's a lawsuit.
这是一个法律诉讼。
When you are reading the prophets and you hear, see the words, hear the word of the Lord.
然后当你读先知书你读到那个说听耶和华这样耶和华如此说。
It is usually the word that I have up at the top of the slide, a Hebrew word, reb.
然后它这个词呢就希伯来文就是刚才写在上面这个 RYB, 这个 reb 这个词。
And it means accusation.
这个 rib 就是表示是指控。
It's the charges against you.
这是对于你的这个你的行为的指控。
It is what the prosecutor will read when he stands in front of the jury and says, "This is what this person did."
这就是起诉人在陪审团之前会站起来，他就会对你的指控，他就会读的这个东西。
On slide 9, I gave you an example from Jeremiah.
所以呢，在这个第九章幻灯片，我给了从那个耶利米书的一个例子。
That shows the 6 things that are in the lawsuit.
就讲了在这个诉讼法律诉讼里边的六件事情。
There is usually a summons.
第一个就是传讯。
Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob.
他说，你们当听雅各家以色列家的各族啊，你们当听耶和华的话。
He calls them together, listen to me.
他就说把他们叫到一起说你听我。
Number two, you'll see this over and over when you read the prophets.
这个第二个呢是你一遍一次又一次的会看到这就看到这一些在先知书里。
He will remind them of how he took care of them in the past.
神会就提醒他们神在过去过往是如何的来照顾他们。
In Jeremiah 2, he says, God brought us up out of the land of Egypt.
就是说神把他们从埃及地领上来。
He took you to a beautiful land with fruit and good things.
把他们带入把以色列人带入肥美之地其中有美好的果子和美物。
He reminds them that God had been good to them.
的先知提醒他们神在过去对他们是多么的好。
And then he makes the accusation.
然后接着就下边就是对这些人的指控。
In Jeremiah chapter 2.
在耶利米书第二章。
They have done two things, verse 13.
他们说因为我的百姓做了两件恶事。
They have left me, they've left God.
第一个就是他们离弃了神。
And they have turned to other gods.
然后呢，他们转向偶像，转向别的神。
Now the prophets are always very dramatic.
先知呢，一般的讲话都是很充满动感，很有戏剧性。
And so they give them pictures, word pictures.
所以他们就用这个描绘出来这个图像。
He says God was like a flowing fountain.
说神呢就好像是这个活水的泉源。
Fresh water all the time.
就是这个活水啊，这个新鲜的水，就是所有的，就是一直是这个很让人泉水。
A year ago today, I was flying to Israel.
一年前的今天呢，我当时我们去飞到以色列。
And while I was there, we went out into the desert.
我们在那儿参观的时候呢，我们去到了旷野里边。
And I saw this in life.
我真的是在现实生活中看到了这个图片。
In some parts of Israel, there were fountains, water streams that were just fresh water.
在以色列的有的部分呢，真的是有这种，就是好像有这种泉源呢，就是那种，就是不断的有这个，就是这个新鲜的这个流动的水进来。
But in the desert areas, it would only rain a few times a year.
但是在旷野这个荒漠的这个沙漠的地带呢，一年中间只下几次雨。
So they would dig out a cistern.
所以他们会挖一个水池。
And when it rained, they would collect the water.
所以当下雨的时候，他们就把这个水存在这个池子里。
And for weeks, maybe months, they would drink out of that.
所以他们可能几个星期甚至几个月就从这个水池里喝水。
Now let me ask you, which would you rather drink?
我想问大家，你想从哪个地方喝水呢？
Fresh water.
你想喝这个流动的这个活水吗？
Or water that's been sitting there for 6 weeks.
或者是那个水在那儿已经存了六个星期了。
Jeremiah says, God was your fresh water.
然后耶利米就说神是你的活水。
And you turned to idols.
但是你却转向这个偶像。
Cisterns.
然后那个池子。
Stale water.
那个是一个不能够破裂不能存水的池子。
And then he makes it even more dramatic.
然后他就讲得更加生动。
Because he says these are broken cisterns that won't even hold the water.
他说这个是破裂不能存水的池子。
Imagine you collect the rainwater in this cistern.
想一想一下，你把这个雨水呢都存在这个水池里。
But it's got a crack in it.
但是在这个池子里边呢有个缝。
And the water leaks out.
然后这个水呢就开始慢慢的流出去了，漏出去了。
And when you come back.
所以当
It's dry, you're thirsty, and there's no water.
但是你回来你很渴，你但是那边却是干的，里边没水。
I told you the prophets talked to them, and then they talked to us.
然后我刚才讲过，说先知是对当时的人讲这些信息，也是对我们现在人是有用的。
Because the same thing happens to us.
因为对我们的生命中也发生同样的事情。
We have the opportunity to live our life for God.
我们有这样的为神而活的机会。
And when we live by His law and His commands, it is fresh. Life is full of His promise.
当我们就是按照为他而活，按照他的律法来活的时候，我们的生命就充满了活力。
But when we turn away from Him,
但是当我们如果转远离神
First, the sinful pleasures that we choose look wonderful.
当我们远离神、背弃神的时候，刚开始好像那个最终之乐看上去真是挺令人享受的。
But soon, we are disappointed.
然后很快你就会很失望。
Soon we find that it's empty, it's stale.
很快你就会发现这些最终之乐是空洞空虚的是没法让你满足的。
What has happened?
发生了什么呢?
We have traded fresh water from God.
我们是本来是从由神来的那些活水。
For stale water from our world.
我们把这个由神来的活水换成了从这个世界而来的这个枯井这种沉水。
That's the accusation section of the lawsuit.
这是这个法律诉讼里边的指控部分。
And then is the lament.
然后下边就是哀叹。
God says to Israel, why have you done this?
神对以色列说，你为什么要这样行呢？
Why do you turn away from me?
你为什么要转远离我呢？
God weeps for their unfaithfulness.
神为了他们的那个不忠而哭泣。
We will see as you read the prophets.
当你读先知书，我希望你所看到的一件事是
many, many people misunderstand the character of God in the Old Testament.
很多人对神在旧约里的这个特性，这个属这个有误解。
They portray God in the Old Testament as screaming and yelling at his people, "I'm going to judge you."
他们脑中想象的神在旧约里就是说，对着他的百姓又喊又叫的说，我要审判你。
Yes, God does judge Israel.
是的，神的确审判了以色列。
He has to because they have broken the law.
因为他们违背了约盟圣约，所以神必须要审判他们。
But he does not do it out of hatred.
但是神不是因为恨他们，这样来才去审判他们。
He loves them.
神爱他们。
And it breaks his heart.
这个他们的这样背约，让神的心碎，让神很伤心。
He says, "How can you forget me?"
他神对百他的百姓说，你怎么能够忘记我呢
？I have loved you.
我爱你。
In the prophet Hosea,
在何西阿书里面
，we will see God says, "I don't understand."
然后神会说，我真是不明白。
You were my bride.
你是我的心腹。
How could you be unfaithful to me?
你怎么会对我不忠呢？
That's the lament section.
这是这个哀叹的部分。
And then the next one I need to explain a little bit.
下一个我要多解释一点。
I call it the witnesses.
我讲这个是证人部分。
Now again, imagine that you are taken to court and charged, accused of a crime.
比如说你去了法庭，因为你被指控什么什么什么不法行为。
The prosecutor gets up and says, "This person broke the law."
然后起诉人会站起来说，这个人犯了什么罪，违背了什么法律。
The speed limit was 45, and they were driving 85.
那个限速是45迈，他们开到85迈。
And they ran through a red light.
然后他们闯红灯。
And they caused another car to crash.
然后他们导致另外一辆车，就是出了车祸。
And the judge says.
然后法官会说
，Who are the witnesses?
那证人是谁？
Imagine if the prosecutor says, "Well, there were no witnesses."
然后，如果起诉人想象一下，起诉人说没有证人。
But I already told you he's a bad person.
我已经告诉你了，他是个坏人。
That's enough.
那就够了。
The prosecutor, the judge would say, "No."
然后法官
you have to have a witness.
法官说不行，你必须得有那个目击人，目击人。
Now.Let me explain something about the prophets.
让我给你解释一些关于先知的特点。
Back in Deuteronomy,
在申命记里边
，when we looked at the covenant,
当我们去看这个约的时候
，Moses calls a witness to the covenant.
那个摩西是对，就是叫了见证人来看这个，为了他们的约找了见证人。
He says, "I call heaven and earth, the skies and the earth, as witnesses to the promise you have made to God."
然后摩西说，我呼天唤地对你们做见证。
Now, again, I am limited by Zoom, so I cannot ask questions very easily.
因为大家是在网上，所以我不太容易问大家问题。
But if heaven and earth are the witnesses to the covenant,
如果天地是他们约的这个见证人的话，目击人的话
，Who do you think will be witnesses when Israel breaks the covenant?
那当那以色列人背约的时候，那谁是目击人呢？Anyone want to? 大家谁想回答吗？天地。
And so, Jeremiah 2, verse 12.
所以呢，在耶利米书二章十二节。
Be appalled, O heavens, at this.
所以他说，诸天呐，要因此惊奇。
He's calling the witness.
所以呢，耶利米在呼唤这个见证人。
The sky was up there when Israel made her promise to be faithful to God.
当那个以色列人他做这个约定，他说我要对神的约忠心的时候，就是忠心信实的保守的时候。
And I'm calling the sky as a witness, Israel has not been faithful.
天在那里，然后呢，等现在以色列人他背约了，然后这个先知就呼召这个诸天。
What the prophets are doing is this.
所以。先知所做的就是
They are saying, Israel, don't just say God got mad at us and so he let our enemies defeat us.
所以他说以色列啊，不要说神对我们很生气，所以他让我们的仇敌毁灭我们。
The prophets are saying God is being just and fair.
神是公正的，公平的。
This is the law you have broken.These are the witnesses.
这是你所违背的律法，这个是这个是见证人，目击人。
Some of you are parents.
有些我们做父母的。
You will understand this.
你很能了解这一点。
You say to your child.
你对你的孩子说。
Your child says, "Mommy, Daddy, would you get me an iPad?"
说爸爸妈妈可以给我买个 iPad 吗？
All my friends have an iPad.
我们所有的小朋友都有这个 iPad.
I'm the only person in preschool.
我就是在幼儿园里唯一没有的。
Doesn't have an iPad.
我是幼儿园里唯一没有 iPad 的小朋友。
You give them an iPad.
你就给了他们一个 iPad.
And you say, now, here are the rules.
你就告诉他们说这个规定就是。
You cannot play games after 9 o'clock at night.
九点钟之后你就不能再玩游戏了。
And so one night you pass their room,
然后有一天你晚上从他们房间经过。
And you hear them,
你就听了从门外边听到。
And you open the door and here they are playing,
你一打开门他们正在那玩游戏。
At 11 o'clock at night,
已经是11点了夜里。
And you say, give me the iPad.
然后你就说把这个 iPad 交出来给我。
For one week you cannot play.
你这一个星期都不能再玩。
And what do they say?
他们会怎么说
？Mommy, you don't love me.
就说妈，你不爱我。
You're mean to me.
你对我不好。
That's not fair.
这太不公平了。
I know your children.
我知道你的孩子是怎么样的。
Because I had two children too.
因为我自己有两个孩子。
And you say to them.
然后你对他们说。
Here was the rule.
这个我们的规则是这样的。
Here is what you did.
这是你做了什么。
Here is the penalty.
这个后果是什么。
That's the Old Testament prophet.
这个是旧约里边的先知。
Deuteronomy was the law.
生命记就是这个律法。
First and Second Kings is what you did.
列王记上下就是你所做把以色列百姓做的
And here is the penalty.
然后现在这就是这个惩罚
Now, in the last 3 minutes,
在最后三分钟
I want to finish with the most amazing part of the lawsuit.
然后我就是想以这个最令人惊奇的这个法律诉讼的最后一点来结束
On the slide I put it in italics.
Which one?
The last, number six.
Number six?
Yes. Slide number nine.
Okay.
But number six on
okay,
the slide.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah.
最后第九章幻灯片的第六条。
The prophets do something that no other prosecutor does.
先知做了一个没有别的起诉人会做的事情。
You break the speeding law.
比如说你违背交通法规。
You cause an accident.
你导致了一个车祸的发生。
You go to court.
然后你去了法院。
The prosecutor tells the judge what you did. He shows the accusation.
然后起诉人就向法官陈述你做了什么，他向你就是你的证据。
He calls the witnesses.
然后这个起诉人也叫了目击人过来。
He tells the judge how you should be punished.
然后他也告诉这个法官你应该承受什么样的后果。
But no prosecutor ever does step six.
但是没有起诉人会做第六点。
No prosecutor ever comes and hugs you.
没有起诉人会过来拥抱你。
And says, you have to be punished.
然后告诉你说你必须要被惩罚。
But I love you.
但是我爱你。
And when your punishment is done, I will restore you.
当你接受完你的惩罚结束之后我会重建你。
A prosecutor doesn't do that.
那个诉讼人不会这样做。
But God does.
但是神这样做了。
And so listen to what God says in Jeremiah 3.
请听那个神在耶利米第三章里所讲的。
After he has told them the punishment.
在神向他们宣告以色列人的这个他们的惩罚之后。
Verse 14, he says, return, children.
他说第三章十四节神说被盗的儿女啊回来吧。
Verse 15, he says, I will give you shepherds who will feed you.
他说我会将合我心的牧者赐给你们他会牧养你们。
Verse 17, Jerusalem will again be called the throne of God.
说耶路撒冷必再成为耶和华的宝座。
Understand that Israel has broken every law God gave them.
你要记得就是以色列违背了神给他们的律法的每一条。
They deserve to be destroyed.
他们真的是罪有应得他们被毁灭是。
But God says,
但是神对他们说
Yes, I must judge you.
我必须要审判你。
But then, I'm going to bring you back.
但是后来我会再把你带回来。
I'm going to restore you.
我会重建你。
The prophets are great books of promise and hope.
所以呢，先知书是带有那个盼望和这个盼望的一个书信。
Because when you read the prophets,
所以当你读先知书信的时候
if you read them very honestly, sometime you will see yourself in them.
如果你自己很就是很坦诚很坦率就是很坦率的很坦诚不公的来读这本书你会看到你自己在里边。
You will say, yes, that's me. I have broken God's law.
你会说我就是这样的我违背了神的律法。
But remember when you read them that God says, if you call on me, if you come back to me, I will restore you.
但是要记住神说如果你真的在向我呼求你真的是回归于向我回归我会真的是重建你。
And that is the very special message of the Old Testament prophets.
这是旧约先知里边很特别的信息。
Now, after this introduction, next week we're going to pick up Isaiah.
下个星期我们会讲那个以赛亚书。
And I think it's a good thing we are done because a storm is coming and I'm probably going to lose my electric and internet.
我就说现在可能看我们那个报马上就会来那个雷阵雨了可能我的这个网络就没了。
I can hear the thunder coming closer.
我已经听到那个打雷的声音了。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for your word.
神啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
And thank you for the prophets who brought your word to Israel.
谢谢你为这些把你的话语带到以色列中间的先知感谢。
And this word speaks to us today.
这些他们的书信也对我们今天的人说话。
Now over the next few weeks as we look at the prophets, help us to see what they say to us.
在未来的几个星期当我们来研读这些先知书的时候求你让我们能够得到对我们说
your word.
他们要对我们所说的话让我们听到你的声音。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告奉主耶稣的名。阿们。
Amen.